it really hit me. I didn't know it was coming back that far.
Ow!
So once again, it'll be a 3-2.
Ow!
3-2 swinger, a pop foul.
Ow!
It really hit me. I didn't know it was coming back that far.
Ow!
So once again, it'll be a 3-2.
Ow!
This is exciting. Every time I get to fill in on the Bellini and Rico show, I hope it's a Friday because this is the greatest game on radio ever invented. It's called Who Said It?
Who said it?
White powder up my nose.
Your glass is always half full.
Oh, yeah.
Jeff, you are very excited. You're always excited to play this game.
Yeah, it's one of my favorite things. I listen every day, guys. You know, I listen, but I listen especially on Fridays.
Last time you were here and you did this, you were pretty good at it.
3 of 5, but who's counting?
You pissed me off. So hopefully I did a better job today, so you cannot win.
Here comes that competitive golf
club
Jeff
championships,
again.
Not even senior.
Well, here, Donald, please, we're playing. But here's the thing. Like, you guys want to do well, right? You want to win?
I like to get one right. If I can get one, I feel good about myself.
Not going good.
I feel you need to set your sights higher.
I'm with Rico.
Practice.
That is
your
funny,
feedback, man.
Because we all just want to get one.
Yeah.
Rico wants to get
all of them.
He
wants all
I want
of
to dominate.
Like, you just don't want to end up blank.
Right.
That's it.
I went 3 for 5 last time. Now, a Tigers hitter would be happy with that, but not me. No.
All right.
5 for 5.
Let's Here we go. Number one. Look, I can change a tire. I don't know that that thing has a spare. I don't know if it has the jack.
Starting a sentence with look is very Doug. Don't you think?
You think it's Doug?
Look. And then he goes on to explain what he's talking about. I think it's Doug.
You think Doug? I think it's Jansen. Let me tell you why. I think he's talking to Costa about the electric car. And there's a lot of electric cars that don't have tires. They don't have spares, rather. So...
They don't have tires.
They don't have spares. They don't have spares. They got tires.
One more time,
David. They fly, okay? They don't need tires.
Look, I can change a tire. I don't know that that thing has a spare. I don't know if it has the jack.
It's Jansen.
See, I wonder if it's Cookies responding to Jansen.
I thought that too, Rico.
Oh. And basically, he got his manhood questioned.
It's like, look, I know how to change a tire.
Right.
I don't know if it has a jack. Yeah, that could be right.
I'm going to go with Cook.
I'm going to stick with Doug, but that's a great point.
I'll go John still.
Everybody's locked in?
Yeah. Like, I can change a tire.
Damn
I don't
it!
Know that that thing has a spare. I don't know that it has
great
the jack.
Great job. Oh, man.
Yeah, so what they were talking about is Cookies on the way into work one day this week hit a pothole, and he was worried that he damaged his tire. So he was saying, I could change it.
Whoa,
Rico, that's veteran leadership right there. That
cross-eyed nipples.
3 for 6 now, Jeff. 0 for 1 on the day.
Thanks for the negativity. Tough. You know what they say? You can't have 2 good days in a row. So I play like crap today. That means the golf game's great tomorrow. Donald, please.
Here is number 2. When healthy, I think this is going to be a dynamic offense. I think they're even better than they were last year.
Ooh.
Scott sounds the like Gator Anderson.
Sounds like they're talking
the same thing.
Lions. When healthy.
Yes.
One more time.
When healthy, I think this is going to be a dynamic offense. I think they're even better than they were last year.
I think it's one of those things where Gator thinks, hey, I'm going to go out on a limb here, but he's not really going out on a limb. I'm going to go Gator.
I'm between Gator and Jansen right now.
Ooh, Jansen could be a good one, too.
It's a very easy opinion to have. When healthy, they're going to be a dynamic, good team, whatever. That's any team in the NFL that's above average.
That's a good point.
I'll run with you on Gator. I think it's Gator.
Rico's deep in thought.
I'm going to go same show, different hosts. Qualifier, Doug. Hey, when healthy. So I'm going my old roommate from college, Doug Carter.
You do know him well.
So we're all locked in?
Yeah, so David looks very happy.
Who said it?
When healthy, I think this is going to be a dynamic offense. I think they're even better than they were last year.
Doug's partner in the booth.
I had it.
You were close. You were close.
Through my fingers.
Twice now, somebody had it. I chose not to go with them. All right. What else you got?
Oh, I'm loving it so far. Jeff, it's 0 for 2. All right, number 3.
I already got my one, so I can walk away.
Yeah, I know. I know. That's the standard around here. Just want to do the bare minimum.
He's partying, and he's better than you right now. How does that feel?
Number 3.
Rebound.
I mean, the league had been a 16-game schedule for decades. Before that was a 14-game schedule. To go from 16 to 17, not a giant leap.
What? All right. I have no idea. Here's what I do know. Tom's been off this week. Kang's been off this week. So we can cross them out. That sounds very Doug Karsh to me.
See, I was thinking Gator. Again.
Then I'll go with you.
No, don't go.
I'm gonna go
one
with
of us
you.
Can get Dave, this right.
David, is everybody in this or is it just the shows?
Everyone is eligible.
So it could be
everyone.
A Mark Ryan.
Oh, can you do that again then, please?
I mean, the league...
Can I get an amen?
...had been a 16-game schedule for decades. Before that was a 14-game schedule to go from 16 to 17, not a giant leap.
These are so utterly meaningless.
They're so vague. It doesn't have any content to it.
I mean, it's like, hey, I saw a guy walking down the street yesterday.
So
who said
got,
that?
You got Doug?
Hell, I don't know. Now that I know everybody's eligible, I'm going to go with Kenny. I'm going to go Gator.
I'll tell you this. I didn't say that.
I'm going Gator.
Yeah, I'm going Gator as well.
You're going Gator. You're going Gator.
Yes, sir.
See, I want to go Gator, but I don't want to go anything that Rieger has now.
David
now
made
I'm toxic.
These.
Now I'm toxic. David yeah. made these to stump
so
me.
So you know what? I'll just go Doug just because I don't want to agree with Rieger. And I already got one in the bag.
Yeah, so you're happy. Base minimum.
Who said it?
I mean, the league had been a 16-game schedule for
Let's
decades.
Go. Hey, I got was one. I'm on the board. Schedule. I feel good about myself.
To go
yeah.
from 16 to 17, not a giant leap.
Very insightful. Thank
like,
you,
what
Gator.
The hell was that? Like, honestly, do you have any idea what happened after that?
Then they're
was
thinking about going
coming?
To 18, and then when they go from 17 to 18, it's just one more game. So, you know, what's one more game?
So it's history lessons with Gator. I remember
and
when.
And then they play extra games, and that was called playoff games.
David oh, just said, I'm going right. to turn.
Wild cards, and then there's divisional games, and then there's the championship games. How about this? We get the two championship winners together. Let's call it a bowl game, but not just any bank. Let's an extraordinary game. No, a Super Bowl. There
Rico
we go.
Is talking so much with his hands. I only envision this is how he teaches his class.
Oh, well, it absolutely
kids.
Is.
Well, kids, you're very handsy with them, aren't you?
All right.
I don't. You know
David,
what?
Clip that.
Oh, wait. All right, we got time for one more.
Thank you so much, Rico. That was amazing. I enjoyed that. Yeah, I got a couple more. I'll give you those real quick. Number 4. Every group of prospects that comes through, they're not all built the same. Sometimes the top 10 prospects in baseball are fantastic, and other times the top 10 prospects in baseball aren't. It's like the draft.
Like, honestly, these quotes, you chose the most mundane quotes just so we had no anybody could have said that.
He said, I'm going to turn my radio on right now, and whatever is being said, that's the quote. It doesn't have to be about anything.
What's the quote again?
Hell, go ahead, David.
Every group of prospects that comes through, they're not all built the same. Sometimes the top 10 prospects in baseball are fantastic, and other times the top 10 prospects in baseball aren't. It's like the draft.
I don't know. John Jansen.
What do you got?
I'm going to go...
You know what? I'm going Mark Ryan. I'm changing
no,
my
that's
guess.
Not, no, Mark Ryan would have said, all prospects fail. The success rate on prospects are deplorable. F you. No, I'm going to go Doug Karsh.
Yeah, I think I'm going to go Doug as well.
So we're all locked in?
Yeah.
Every group of prospects that comes through, they're not
hey,
all
Dave,
built the same.
How you
sometimes
feeling now, buddy?
All right, I have to give you the last one.
Oh,
I don't think auto racing is a sport. I think it's a competition, but I don't think it's a sport.
This be good. I'm 2-2. This put me at 3-5, 3-5 again. That's hard. Though.
This is Tough Guy Sports Opinion. This is Jansen.
Have we had Jansen yet? We have.
Yeah, we have. I let him slip through my fingers
David,
once.
David, one more time.
I don't think auto racing is a sport. I think it's a competition, but I don't think it's a sport.
I think you're right, because I can hear it in his cadence. Like, I don't think auto racing is a sport. Like, you know how he gets very preachy?
Now you're making me feel less good about this guest.
No, right? I think Costa, at that point, is probably rolling his eyes. I'm going to go Jansen.
I'll go Gator.
Oh.
All right. We're all locked in? Yeah. Who said it?
I don't think auto racing is a sport. I think it's a competition.
Oh, that is very smart.
It was right there.
Wow. Oh, my goodness gracious. Okay. Yeah, somebody, I mean, the ticket text is lighting up. They knew that was Cookies.
That's smart.
Kenny, where the hell were you?
Where was I?
No, I count on you. No. I count on you. You are a veteran at this game.
Don't blame your shortcomings on me, man.
Listen, I was 3 for 5 last time, 2 for 5 this time.
Tomorrow, double bogey. Damn it, Kenny. You weren't there.
It's easier to blame somebody else. That was Who Said It? On 97.1 The Ticket.
Ow. It really hit me. I didn't know it was coming back that far.
Ow.
So once again, it'll be a 3-2.
Ow.
3-2 swung on a pop foul.
Ow.
It really hit me. I didn't know it was coming back that far.
Ow.
So once again, it'll be a 3-2.
Ow.
This is exciting. Every time I get to fill in on the Bellini and Rico show, I hope it's a Friday, because this is the greatest game on radio ever invented. It's called Who Said It?
Who Said It?
White powder up my nose. Your glass is always half full.
Oh, yeah. Jeff, you are very excited. You're always excited to play this game.
Yeah, it's one of my favorite things. I listen every day, guys. You know, I listen, but I listen especially on Fridays.
Last time you were here and you did this, you were pretty good at it.
3 of 5, but who's counting?
You pissed me off. So hopefully I did a better job today, so you cannot win.
Here comes that competitive golf
club
Jeff
championships,
again.
Not even senior.
Well, here, Donald, please, we're playing. But here's the thing. Like, you guys want to do well, right? You want to win?
I like to get one right. If I can get one, I feel good about myself.
Not going good.
I feel you need to set your sights higher.
I'm with Rico.
Practice.
That is
your
funny,
feedback, man.
Because we all just want to get one.
Yeah.
Rico wants to get
all of them.
I want to dominate.
Just don't want to end up blank.
Right.
That's it.
I went 3 for 5 last time. Now, a Tigers hitter would be happy with that, but not me. No.
All right.
5 for 5.
Let's Here we go. Number one. Look, I can change a tire. I don't know that that thing has a spare. I don't know if it has the jack.
Starting a sentence with look is very Doug. Don't you think?
You think it's Doug?
Look. And then he goes on to explain what he's talking about. I think it's Doug.
You think Doug? I think it's Jansen. Let me tell you why. I think he's talking to Costa about the electric car. And there's a lot of electric cars that don't have tires. They don't have spares, rather. So...
They don't have spares.
They got tires.
One more time.
They fly, okay? They don't need tires.
Look, I can change a tire. I don't know that that thing has a spare. I don't know if it has the jack.
It's Jansen.
See, I wonder if it's Cookies responding to Jansen.
I thought that too, Rico.
Oh. Basically, he got his manhood questioned.
It's like, look, I know how to change a tire.
Right.
I don't know if it has a jack. Yeah, that could be right.
I'm going to go with Cookies.
I'm going to stick with Doug, but that's a great point.
I'll go John still.
Everybody's locked in?
Yeah. Like, I can change a tire.
Damn it!
I don't know that that thing has a spare. I don't know that it has
the jack.
Great job.
Oh, man.
Yeah, so what they were talking about is Cookies on the way into work one day this week hit a pothole, and he was worried that he damaged his tire. So he was saying, I could change it.
Whoa,
Rico, that's veteran leadership right there. That
cross-eyed nipples.
3 for 6 now, Jeff. 0 for 1 on the day.
Thanks for the negativity. Tough. You know what they say? You can't have 2 good days in a row, so I play like crap today. That means the golf game's great tomorrow. Donald, please.
Here is number 2. When healthy, I think this is going to be a dynamic offense. I think they're even better than they were last year.
Ooh.
Scott, sounds the like Gator, they're, Anderson.
Sounds like they talk
the same thing.
Lions, when healthy.
Yes.
One more time.
When healthy, I think this is going to be a dynamic offense. I think they're even better than they were last year.
I think it's one of those things where Gator thinks, hey, I'm going to go out on a limb here, but he's not really going out on a limb. I'm going to go Gator.
I'm between Gator and Jansen right now.
Oh, Jansen could be a good one, too.
It's a very easy opinion to have. When healthy, they're going to be a dynamic, good team, whatever. That's any team in the NFL that's above average.
That's a good point.
I'll run with you on Gator. I think it's Gator.
Rico's deep in thought.
I'm going to go same show, different hosts. Qualifier, Doug. Hey, when healthy. So I'm going my old roommate from college, Doug Carter.
You do know him well.
So we're all locked in?
Yeah, so David looks very happy.
Who said it?
When healthy. I think this is going to be a dynamic offense. I think they're even better than they were last year.
Doug's partner in the booth.
I had it.
You were close. You were
right through my fingers.
Twice now, somebody had it. I chose not to go with them. All right. What else you got?
Oh, I'm loving it so far. Jeff, it's 0 for 2. All right, number 3.
I already got my one, so I can walk away.
Yeah, I know. I know. That's the standard around here. Just want to do the bare minimum.
He's partying, and he's better than you right now. How does that feel?
Number 3.
Rebound.
I mean, the league had been a 16-game schedule for decades. Before that was a 14-game schedule. To go from 16 to 17, not a giant leap.
What? All right. I have no idea. Here's what I do know. Tom's been off this week. Kang's been off this week. So we can cross them out. That sounds very Doug Karsh to me.
See, I was thinking Gator again.
Then I'll go with you.
No, no, don't go with me. One of us can get this right.
David, is everybody in this or is it just the shows?
Everyone is eligible.
So it could be a Mark Ryan.
Oh, can you do that again then, please?
I mean, the league.
Can I get an amen?
Had been a 16-game schedule for decades. Before that was a 14-game schedule to go from 16 to 17, not a giant leap.
These are so utterly meaningless.
That's so vague. It doesn't have any content to it.
I mean, it's like, hey, I saw a guy walking down the street yesterday. So who said that?
You got Doug?
Hell, I don't know. Now that I know everybody's eligible, I'm going to go with Kenny. I'm going to go Gator.
I'll tell you this. I didn't say that.
I'm going Gator.
Yeah, I'm going Gator as well.
You're going Gator. You're going Gator.
Yes, sir.
See, I want to go Gator, but I don't want to go anything that Rieger has now.
David made these. Now I'm toxic. David made these to stump me.
So you know what? I'll just go Doug just because I don't want to agree with Rieger. And I already got one in the back.
Yeah, so you're happy. Base minimum.
Who said it?
I mean, the league had been a 16-game schedule for decades.
Hey, I got one. I'm on the board. I feel good about myself.
To go from 16 to 17, not a giant leap.
Very insightful. Thank
you, what
Gator.
The hell was that? Like, honestly, do you have any idea what happened after that?
Then they're thinking about going to 18, and then when they go from 17 to 18, it's just one more game. So, you know, what's one more game?
So it's history lessons with Gator. I remember
and
when.
And then they play extra games, and those are called playoff games.
David just said, I'm going to turn.
Wild cards, and then there's divisional games, and then there's the championship games. How about this? We get the two championship winners together. Let's call it a bowl game, but not just any bank. Let's an extraordinary game. No, a Super Bowl. There
Rico is talking so much with his hands. I only envision this is how he teaches his class.
Oh, well, it absolutely
kids.
Is.
Well, kids, you're very handsy with them, aren't you?
All right.
I don't. You know
David,
what?
Clip that.
Oh, wait. All right, we got time for one more.
Thank you so much, Rico. That was amazing. I enjoyed that. Yeah, I got a couple more. I'll give you those real quick. Number 4. Every group of prospects that comes through, they're not all built the same. Sometimes the top 10 prospects in baseball are fantastic, and other times the top 10 prospects in baseball aren't. It's like the draft.
Like, honestly, these quotes, you chose the most mundane quotes just so we had known anybody could have said that.
He said, I'm going to turn my radio on right now, and whatever is being said, that's the quote. It doesn't have to be about anything.
What's the quote again?
Hell, go ahead, Dave.
Every group of prospects that comes through, they're not all built the same. Sometimes the top 10 prospects in baseball are fantastic, And other times, the top 10 prospects in baseball aren't. It's like the draft.
I don't know. John Jansen.
What do you got?
I'm going to go.
You know what? I'm going Mark Ryan. I'm changing my guess.
No, Mark Ryan would have said, all prospects fail. The success rate on prospects are deplorable. F you. No, I'm going to go Doug Karsh.
Yeah, I think I'm going to go Doug as well.
So we're all locked in?
Yeah. Every group of prospects that comes through, they're not all built the same.
How you feeling now, buddy?
All right, I have to give you the last one.
Oh!
I don't think auto racing is a sport. I think it's a competition. But I don't think it's a sport.
This would be good. I'm 2-2. This put me at 3-5. 3-5 again. That's hard, though.
This is Tough Guy Sports Opinion. This is Jansen.
Have we had Jansen yet? We have.
Yeah, we have. I let him slip through my fingers
David,
once.
David, one more time.
I don't think auto racing is a sport. I think it's a competition, but I don't think it's a sport.
I think you're right, because I can hear it in his cadence. Like, I don't think auto racing is a sport. Like, you know how he gets very preachy.
Now you're making me feel less good about this guest.
No, right? Yeah. I think Costa, at that point, is probably rolling his eyes. Yeah, I'm going to go Jansen.
I'll go Gator.
Oh.
All right. We're all locked in? Who Rico said it?
I don't think auto racing is a sport. I think it's a competition.
Oh, that is very smart.
It was right there.
Yeah, it was right there.
We missed out on the
score. Oh, my goodness gracious. Okay. Yeah, somebody, I mean, the ticket text is lighting up. They knew that was cookies.
That's smart.
Kenny, where the hell were you?
Where was I?
No, I count on you. No. I count on you. You are a veteran at this game.
Don't blame your shortcomings on me, man.
Listen, I was 3-5 last time, 2-5 this time.
Tomorrow, double bogey. Damn it, Kenny. You weren't there.
It's easier to blame somebody else. That was Who Said It on 97.1 The Ticket.